This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Results of 694 local levels under May 13 local level election made public. Nepali Congress leads victory tally with 307 local levels. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says five-party alliance is emerging successful in local level election. And U.S. President Joe Biden signs $40 billion aid bill for Ukraine's war effort. Now the news in detail. The results of local level elections held on May 13 are coming from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 694 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 307 local levels, CPN-UML in 188, CPN-Mao Center in 120, Janata Samajwadi Party in 19, the CPN Unified Socialist in 9 and others in 51 local levels. Likewise, Nagesh Koirala of the Nepali Congress from the ruling coalition has been elected the mayor of Biratnagar Metropolis. Koirala received 30,170 votes, while his competitor Sagar Kumar Thapa from the CPN-UML received 21,455 votes. Similarly, CPN-UML candidate Silpa Nirala Kharki has been elected the deputy mayor of the metropolis. Likewise, Nepali Congress candidate Khelaraj Pandey has been elected the mayor of Butuwal sub-metropolis. He won the seat by a margin of more than 7,000 votes against his closest rival from the CPN-UML, Baburam Bhattarai. Likewise, UML's Savitra Aurel has been elected deputy mayor in the sub-metropolis. Likewise, vote counting continues in other five metropolises. As per the latest report in Kathmandu Mayoral Post, independent candidate Valendra Saha has been leading the vote count with 35,751 votes. Similarly, CPN-UML candidate Kesab Sthapit is following him with 19,515 votes. In Bharatpur, mayoral candidate of the CPN-Mao Center Renu Dahal has been leading the vote count with 29,675 votes. And her nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Vijay Subedi, has been following her with 23,861 votes. Similarly, in Lalitpur Metropolis, Cheribabu Maharjan of the Nepali Congress has been leading the vote count with 27,224 votes, while his nearest rival, Hari Krishna Benjankar of the CPN-UML, has been following him with 15,988 votes. Likewise, in Pokhara Metropolis, Dhanaraj Acharya of the CPN Unified Socialist has been leading the vote counts with 35,587 votes, while his nearest rival, Krishna Bahadur Thapa of the CPN-UML, has been following him with 32,325 votes. Similarly, in Birganj Metropolis, candidate of Janata Samajwadi Party, Rajesh Man Singh, has been leading the vote count in mayoral post with 27,515 votes, while his nearest rival from CPN-UML, Vijay Kumar Sarabagi, has got 14,233 votes. The Ministry of Home Affairs has urged all to help in the investigation into a video clip related to violence against women being circulated on social media lately. According to a statement issued by the Ministry, a probe committee has been formed, and the government is committed to investigating and taking action against those involved in the incident. A probe committee led by Senior Superintendent of Police Basant Kumar Kaur has been formed, and it has already launched investigations. CPN-Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the electoral alliance has become successful in the local level election. Congratulating to the winners of five-party alliance in Madhyapur Timi municipality at his residence in Kumalta today, Chairman Dahal assured of giving continuity to the alliance and taking it ahead in a more effective manner. He also mentioned that it was the time to transform the victory into development, prosperity and people's welfare. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौ
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज गण्डकी प्रोभिन्स चिफ मिनिस्टर कृष्ण चन्द्र नेपाली हेज ड्रोन द अटेन्सन अफ द फेडरल गभर्नमेन्ट रिगार्डिङ प्रोग्राम्स द्याट मस्ट बी इन्क्लुडेड इन द बजेट अफ अपकमिङ फिस्कल इयर मिटिङ प्राइम मिनिस्टर शेरबहादुर देउबा एट बालुवाटा टुडे चिफ मिनिस्टर पोखरेल सबमिटेड अ लिस्ट अफ प्रोग्राम्स अर्जिङ हिम टु स्टार्ट द बुढी गण्डकी हाइड्रो पावर प्रोजेक्ट इन द न्यू फिस्कल इयर Likewise, Chief Minister Pokhrel urged the Prime Minister to ensure the investment of provincial government in strategic and national pride projects. Asking the Prime Minister to forward the low-cost and high-yielding Uttar Ganga Reservoir-based project during the upcoming fiscal year, the Chief Minister has forwarded inter-provincial projects for the overall development of the country. After receiving the proposal, Prime Minister Deuba promised to send the document to the National Planning Commission and the Finance Ministry. He also pledged to prioritize the projects submitted by the Gandaki Province Government. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a bill that confirms $40 billion of new aid for Ukraine's war effort. The White House says the money represents the largest package of American assistance since Russia launched its invasion in February. The bill will funnel support to Ukraine for about the next 5 months, includes around $6 billion budgeted for armored vehicles and air defenses. Biden is currently in South Korea during a four-day trip through Asia. Meanwhile, Russia now claims to be in full control of Mariupol after the final defender of Azovstal Metalworks surrendered. The UK's Foreign Secretary says Moldova's defense should be brought up to the standard of the NATO military alliance over the concern that Moscow could launch an attack there too. The World Health Organization says more than 80 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed in at least 12 countries. WHO said another 50 suspected cases are being investigated without naming any countries, and warned that more cases are likely to be reported. Infections have been confirmed in 9 European countries as well as the US, Canada and Australia. Monkeypox is most common in remote parts of Central and Western Africa. And according to the UK's National Health Service, the monkeypox is a rare viral infection which is usually mild and from which most people recover in a few weeks. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy in rest of the provinces. And light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning with gusty winds is also possible in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Results of 694 local levels under May 13 local level election made public. Nepali Congress leads victory tally with 307 local levels. CP and Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dhal Prachanda says five-party alliance is emerging successful in local level election. And U.S. President Joe Biden signs $40 billion aid bill for Ukraine's war effort. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.